Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is David Morgan. And David writes a newsletter dealing with silver. Now, why is silver important? Well, because I think that it is being manipulated. It's been manipulated for many years, and there are basically a lot of lawsuits out there against the J.P. Morgan Chase Bank and against the HSBC, that's Hong Kong, Singapore, a bank corporation, that's the largest bank in the entire world. And basically they're being sued for manipulating the price of silver. And it's not simply one lawsuit, it's several lawsuits. One of them is a RICO lawsuit. And they've been artificially keeping the price down for a long period of time because, of course, most of the world's supply of silver is a very, very small supply. But I'm going to let David talk to you because he knows the background of this. But silver certainly has for thousands of years been money. Gold was a means of storing your wealth, but silver was what was used as a means of exchange. And the reason we're in so much trouble today is we've allowed the banks to be able to create money. They can simply create money out of nothing. If they have $1 in deposit, they can lend $9 and then charge you interest on it. Or they could lend $20 or $30 or $40. They can do whatever they want to. Of course, when things go bad and they've lent money on things and they've declined in value, they're not going to get it. Well, then they get you to bail them out. They're too big to fail. And they get money from the bank. That's what's from the government. That's what's happening over in Ireland. The people of Ireland are going to be impoverished for the next 20 years because they borrowed money to bail out the Anglo-Irish bank, which, of course, had made some terrible investments. They made a lot of money, but they made some terrible investments, and now the people are going to bail out the bank, and they, of course, are going to be then paying their taxes to pay off the loans to bail out the bank. And all we need to do is get back to some sort of a logical monetary system, and silver traditionally has been the foundation of monetary systems until, of course, the banks here in America took the world off the silver standard back in the 1800s. But David, you pick up the story because you tell it so well.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's always a pleasure to be with you, and blessings to everybody during this holiday season. I'm going to give a little background and then get into where we stand currently, not so much on price, which we'll talk about, but on the lawsuit situation that you brought up. First of all, I returned from Europe about a month ago or so, and when I was over there, I had a lot of interviews. One of the interviews, or actually two of them that I did, I asked the audience to do a thought experiment. And the thought experiment was, if you took all the gold off the planet, what would happen? And really not much would happen. I mean, a lot of gold bugs would be upset. A lot of people lose some wealth that were holding gold coins. All the wedding rings would disappear. And, you know, it would cause people that own gold probably to be quite upset. But as far as functioning day to day, you know, what your workplace would look like, what your school would look like, what your, you know, functioning of the world really wouldn't change at all. However, if you did that same thought experiment and removed all the silver from the world, you would go back basically to the Stone Age. All of the communication systems on the planet depend on silver. All the banking systems, all the computers, all telephones, all cell phones. Everything that we do in a modern age is dependent upon silver. Without it, we wouldn't have the society that we have. It would be absolutely impossible. You could probably substitute other metals, but in most applications, the substitution would have such unreliability that we would be very disorganized. As a quick example, if you used copper in place of silver in a cell phone. Your reliability, rather than being, you know, 90% or 95%, it depends on, there's other factors other than silver, but the connection rate would be a lot lower. So the point being is that silver is absolutely imperative for today's world. Without it, we, again, would not have the society that we have. Now, moving on to the price, has there been manipulation in the silver market? Well, there's several lawsuits about that very situation. But I want to go on record and be clear for people because, you know, the people that don't examine this carefully are very apt to say, well, there can't be manipulation because the price has gone up for 10 years. And the same thing with gold. And the truth of the matter is that you cannot manipulate the long-term trend, but you can manipulate within that trend. So from a very, very top-level view, if there were not the huge amount of sales of gold and silver that are on paper, the price of gold and silver would be far higher than they are right now. The reason that silver has only gone up sixfold from the $5 price range is because there's been massive amounts of silver sold all the way up as it's eked its way higher. And the same thing with gold. Silver is particularly worrisome from the aspect that the amount of silver sold on paper relative to the amount of physical is so astronomically high that it dwarfs almost, it dwarfs all other commodities on the ratio of what is sold on paper versus what actually exists. You don't have these kind of discrepancies in the corn market or the soybean market or the cattle market or the cotton market or any of the other commodities. So now, coming back to the lawsuits, there has been a great movement in silver from about the August time frame till right now. And the reason for that is demand. But we want to go a little deeper than demand. There's, whenever a commodity, I'm going to back up a moment, whenever a commodity or a stock moves up in price or down in price, it's a very simple thing. It's either there's a great deal of buying pressure, which will move a stock or a commodity higher, or there's a great deal of selling pressure, which will move a stock or a commodity lower. Well, there's been obviously a lot of buying pressure on silver from around August until present day. But it comes in various forms. One form is a lot of people are saying, gee, silver looks like a pretty good buy, I'm going to buy it. That's one source of demand. But the other source of demand that's had, rather significant upward pressure is called short covering. Now, short covering, what this means is that a bank like a J.P. Morgan or HSBC or a brokerage firm or even some commercial entrants, perhaps even a byproduct miner like an RTZ or a BHP, will be selling silver short. In other words, they're selling the silver that either they own it in the future or they're just speculating and they are betting that the price will go down. Well, now that silver has had so much momentum to the upside, these people start to worry that maybe they've made the wrong bet. And because of that, they decide that they're going to take their loss, they're going to accept their loss, and what they have to do is they have to buy back that
silver. Hold that, David. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group,
And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, David Morgan, who writes a newsletter on silver, and he's simply talking about how the major banks have been selling silver short. What does that mean? It means they're selling silver that they don't have. Maybe they think they can buy it back on the market. But, of course, the big situation is a lot of times they just sell it short, and they do this to manipulate the price of silver. Some people say, oh, well, it's just, they're just speculating. No, they're actually manipulating the price. J.P. Morgan Chase might own 30-40% of the contracts out there. And they can keep selling and selling and selling and drive the price down artificially. But the old adage is, he who sells what isn't his has to give it back or go to prison. Because, of course, if there is people, when they have come to the end of the contract, they say, fine, I want my silver, and J.P. Morgan Chase doesn't have any silver, then what do you do? Well, they've rigged the market, so they say, well, we'll just pay you in money, but, of course, you're going to lose money because we've driven the price down. But a lot of people are very unhappy with this, and the trouble is that they're selling silver that doesn't exist, phantom silver, to manipulate the price, because the last thing they want is for the price of the precious metals to go up, because, of course, they are dealing with fraudulent, non-existent money in the form of paper that they create out of nothing, and then they have the audacity to charge you interest on it, and if you don't pay your interest, they'll take your farm, they'll take your business, they'll take your home, they'll take your commercial development. They take whatever you have because you can't pay back the money that you borrowed that never existed. But go right ahead, David.
Well, thank you. I want to emphasize a couple of points you made. One is that there are some misnomers out there on the Internet, not too often, but and one that seems to have been corrected, but I want to make sure that everyone understands it, is that settlement for a futures contract can be done and is done in almost all cases in paper money. It's not done in the physical commodity. Now, I want to go on from there because I don't want to scare anyone. Anyone that is an investor that owns a warehouse receipt, in other words, on the large exchange, that's roughly 5,000 ounces of silver, and you've bought and you've paid for it, and it's being stored for you, and you own the receipt, and it shows you your five bar numbers or, you know, any multiple of five, you're fine. I mean, you own it, it's in your name, and that's called an eligible category. The categories are actually two. There's registered and there's eligible. So that's eligible silver, and what that means is that you own it, you've paid for it, and you're paying storage charges, and it's resting in a bank somewhere, one of the COMEX-approved banks, and you have nothing to worry about. And that's an eligible contract, and for it to be sold, you must re-register it back to the exchange in order to sell it. So if I held a contract, it would be 5 1,000-ounce bars, I hold the certificate, and just like a stock certificate, I would have to sign the back of it and tender that back to the exchange and say, okay, you now have the right, because I've signed the contract, for you to sell my silver. That's a separate issue. The issue that we're talking about is what's done in the paper part of the COMEX, which is the vast majority, like 98% of it, and this is settlement for cash. So this is where someone believes the price of silver is going up, and it does, and they tell their broker, I want to sell my contract, so it's a paper exchange, and they get a check in the mail, or they add to their account, and on the other side of the trade, there's someone else that's done the exact opposite, and they lose money out of their account, or In some cases, if the price goes down enough, they might get a margin call if they were betting the price going up. Conversely, if they're betting the price goes down, which is what these large banks have been doing for a very long time, they too get a margin call. So they have the broker. They're not exempt. They get a phone call and they say, you know what, silver's gone up another $2. If you don't send us another, you know, $585,000 by tomorrow morning, we're going to have to cover your position, which means they'll automatically go in and start buying back those contracts, which will force the price even higher because, as we started in this interview, the buying pressure comes from different ways, and that's one form that it's been coming along on quite significantly the last few months. And the reason for that is speculation on my part. And the speculation on my part is what Dr. Stan opened the show with, and that is that there's all these lawsuits out there now regarding the price manipulation in the silver market. And due to that fact, I think that these large banks' tradings are being looked at under larger scrutiny than they have been in the past. And because of that, the ability of these banks to manipulate the price to the degree that they were doing previously has been hindered. Now, that's my opinion. It can't be proven. But on that exact point, anyone that believes that the price of silver is not manipulated from time to time really hasn't studied the subject. And the reason I say that is during the CFTC hearing that took place this year, it was shown, and most of us that study this market carefully, of course, know this, that one entity came in and actually sold in one trade 25% of the silver market in one trade. Now, look, I mean, you have to be, you know, very undereducated to not understand what I said a moment ago, that price moves on selling pressure or buying pressure. Why would anyone sell 25% of the world supply of silver in one trade unless they want one thing and one thing only? They want the price to go down. Everyone knows that is going to force the price down. It's as simple as that. It really, really is. Dr. Stan, I'm going to take a moment here, and I would like to read something that I received September 22nd, 2004. This comes from a COMEX floor trader. It's going to take a little time, but I think it might shed a great deal of light on the subject. Here we go. Mr. Morgan, I enjoyed your newsletter excerpt of February 12th, which I found on the Kitco website. You stated perfectly some key reasons for silver's problems in getting out of its own way, and your call for further weakness was prescient. I guess I'm part of the problem. I've traded COMEX futures actively from the pit for over 15 years. Over the years, the amount of futures contracts that we've traded has surely dwarfed the actual physical market, making it difficult for silver to manifest its true fundamentals. As you alluded, it's Groundhog Day again on the floor. Over the past month, I watched one fund accumulate an eye-popping long position, and I followed its progress as best I could through the open interest and commitment figures. When prices started slipping away from last week's test of the 485 to 490 level, I could hardly believe my eyes when I saw early evidence that this fund was starting to sell. I went across the pit to a trader whom I knew was trying to stick with his longs, and I said, I've got bad news for you. That selling you see over there, that may take 3 weeks. The fund sold heavily all last week. The usual bank traders were sopping it up, secretly relieved, I think, that prices had failed to break in the ground it could not control. Younger traders asked me how these funds keep getting chopped up like this. They don't realize that a 30% chop in silver is a minor inconvenience compared to the strong positions most of these guys have in gold and crude oil. As you know, the banks continue to play puppet master as long as the silver game remains closed, in quotation marks. The banks know the upper parameters of the fund's buying power. The banks know when the funds have reversed themselves into an untenable short position. It will take new players to get the Bill Murray silver market out of this loop. Certainly, investment demand is the wild card that banks and recurrent short sellers cannot control. Silver will be called lower on Tuesday morning, and although I'm a bull, I'm getting short on this bell. There's no short-term success in getting in the fund's way. Sincerely, Comex Floor Trader. So there you have it, Dr. Stan. I mean, you know, I could submit that as evidence if anyone would like it. Obviously, the gentleman withheld his name, and I don't blame him. But this has been going on, as you said, for a very long time. I put that actually out on the Internet years ago. As I said, that came from 2004. And even with that kind of evidence, still some of my peers that are, I'll call them deniers, say, well, that doesn't prove anything. You know, I have to laugh. But anyway, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but the facts are what they are. Silver has had a rough road to get to 30 if it wasn't the amount of paper shorts that were that are still there and continued on this trudge upward. Silver would probably be above its nominal high of $50 right now. And that's speculation on my part. No one knows. We do know is that without that kind of selling pressure, it would be far higher. We know that as a fact.
Well, where do you think it's going? And when? Or is this sometime many years from now? Or do you think that things may start moving more rapidly in the within the foreseeable future?
Well, great question, and unfortunately I dropped my crystal ball on the way to this interview, but seriously speaking, I made a quick video, I think it was in September, and I said silver is trading differently silver is trading differently, and it's trading differently than it has over probably the past decade. Now, from this email that I just read you, what he talked about is what they can't control, and that the wild card is the, you know, investment demand that can't really be controlled. That's part of it. And the other part of it that I sense in September, and I believe strongly that I'm right, is that these funds that he was referring to in that email, that they only have so much money before they, you know, are out of money and the banks take charge and run the price down. I sense, and I'm almost certain I'm right, but again, this is speculation, I want to be clear on that, that there's a new entity or entities in the silver market. In other words, there's somebody in there with some pretty deep pockets, and they cannot be pushed around by these banks like these smaller traders were being pushed around for years and years and years. So these new people or persons or entities, whatever they are, they know how this market works. They know what these banks are going to do. So they, you know, when you have a good, as a football analogy, when you study the other team and you know what their plays are, you've got their playbook and you know what's coming at you, you can prepare quite well for that game. And that's what I believe is taking place here. So you've got a lot of confluence coming in at one time. You've got the banks are starting to get a little shaky as far as what can they do without, you know, the CFTC looking over their shoulder and saying, oh, boy, look at the trade they made here. My goodness, are they going to sell 25% of the world's silver supply in one trade again? I doubt it. Then you've got a wake-up call with the economy, and people notice higher prices. Silver's gone from 20 to 30 in a few short months. And they say, geez, why is silver moving so much? So that's starting to get more and more people interested. Then you have others that are starting this campaign for everybody to buy an ounce of silver. And then you've got the short covering that I talked about later. Now, on top of all of that, you've got one of the strongest fundamental pitches for silver I've ever seen, and I've been studying this market most of my life. What I mean by that is, the physical bar market, which is the granddaddy of all the markets, which is the commercial interest. This is the 1,000-ounce bars I referred to earlier. Those are starting to get, I wouldn't say they're in short supply, but the demand on them is greater than the supply. And let me explain that, because I don't want anyone coming back at me later and saying, well, you misled me or you didn't state the truth. The truth is, from what I've been able to determine, that the refineries have got a lot of product on their shelves, but this is unrefined silver. This is what's called doré. This is a rough melt of gold and silver, usually, or sometimes gold or silver and lead or silver and zinc or whatever. In other words, these are rough bars that have to be refined to 999 fineness. So there seems to be a fair amount of that. But the demand for physical silver is so great that the amount of 1,000-ounce bars that can be produced is less than the demand. So, you know, that's basically a quote-unquote shortage, because if you're demanding 1,000 1,000-ounce bars a day and all refiners in the world can only produce 800, there is a delta or an amount of 200 that are not there. And I'm just making up these numbers to give you the idea. I don't know what the amounts are, but what I do know is that there's more demand for silver than they're able to supply right now.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with David Morgan.
Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state-licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time, structured, and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough, AM Kindergarten, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier and Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Sykes Enterprises takes this time out to remind us that the holidays should be a fun time for all. Keep this in mind when you're out on the town, at a family gathering, or with friends. Please don't drive and drink. Designate drivers and know your limits. Make our roads this holiday season safe for you and everyone around you. A strong, safe community begins with the involvement and integrity of its people. That message is brought to you by the folks who care at Sykes Enterprises, located in Sterling, where they wish us all a safe and happy holiday season.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, David Morgan. And before we go on, David, I'd like you to get out your website, tell people how they could get in touch with you if they'd like more information.
Well, thank you. The site is silver-investor.com, or you can just type in themorganreport.com, all one word. And if you go to the left-hand upper side, there's a pull-down menu. You can get on our free email list. In fact, I actually made it even simpler than that. In bold blue letters across the top, it says, join our free email list. If you do that, I will send you the 10 rules of silver investing. I was asked to write the investment rules for silver in a book called Investing Rules that has such notables as Sir John Templeton and many other notables. on different aspects of the stock and commodity markets, and they break it down into lots of different investments, mutual funds, real estate, notes, treasury bills, stocks of various types, and you can go on and on. In the classification of silver, obviously, I wrote the 10 rules. Those are well worth studying if you're new to the market. It will save you probable headaches or heartaches by teaching you how to get in this market if it's new to you, how to protect yourself when you're choosing a coin dealer, why stocks have advantages and disadvantages, how much you should put into the metals and that type of thing. And these are not only are the rules given, I actually took the time to expand on each and every rule. So it's something that I used to sell many years ago, but I've decided as a public service to anyone that's on listening to me on one of these type of programs that would benefit you and everyone else that's interested in this market, just to give this information away for free. So if you're interested in the silver market or learning more about it, and these rules apply to gold as well, but as you know, as the noted silver expert for this particular book, they asked me to write it for silver. So something you might consider, doesn't cost you anything. If you don't like it after any amount of time, you can certainly opt out of the list. It is a double opt-in list. In other words, you have to put in your name and verify you are who you say you are before you get this information for free. But that's something, again, that I like to offer for everyone that's listening.
Well, of course, everything is really changed today. You know, at one time when we had a solid monetary system and they were keeping the amount of money in circulation under control, the fiat or artificial monetary system controlled by a central bank worked. But now it looks like the whole world monetary system is beginning to fall apart. The crisis in Europe is probably just beginning. Of course, they don't want the public to realize that, but there are really serious problems with the European currency and certainly with the countries there that are head over heels in debt. And they're getting solving their problem by taking on more debt. Well, because you can't spend yourself into prosperity, and you can't get out of debt by borrowing more money. And this is traditionally what always happens to a fiat money system. It works great for a while, tremendous prosperity, till the whole thing collapses. So does that change the importance of gold and silver as far as investments?
Well, it's the big picture, as I refer to, and you know, I write about it every month in my reports. I mean, this is the underlying fact that is making these markets so vitally important at this point in time. If you're not able to understand the dynamics, you are going to be probably impoverished. I mean, what you have to do is ask a very simple question, and you did an excellent job, Dr. Stan. Name one currency, one unbacked fiat-based currency in the history of mankind that has not failed.
And the thing is that there's nothing new under the sun. This has been tried over and over and over again, and it always has failed. And certainly, you know, this is what they did this in the Lombard system. They did this in ancient Venice and ancient Florence, and they did it at the time of the French Revolution, and they did it when a fellow named John Law back in the early 1700s talked the king of France into the fact that he could make him rich simply by printing paper money. And it's worked really, I think it's amazing how well this thing has worked since the onset of the Fed, and even after they took us off the gold standard. But the day of reckoning always comes, and it appears to be coming today. Well, certainly the industrial demand is a large source, really, of taking silver out of the market, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, industrial demand, for the most part, is price inelastic. And what that means is the demand is not going to go away even as the price goes higher. And that is roughly 50% of the market. Now, I did a 10-year study study of what the silver demand will look like over the next 10 years, from 2010 to 2020. And what I discovered was that the industrial demand is going to continue to increase significantly over the next decade. Now, I want to caution everybody, whenever you do a study that goes out 10 years, you're going to make some mistakes. And I'm not exempt from making mistakes. But I did the study in a very conservative manner. For example, I assumed no increase in electronics usage, which is ridiculous. I think there's going to be more iPods and cell phones and that type of thing. But to be conservative, I threw that into a constant. In other words, it won't increase. There'll be demand for it, but it won't increase. Solar is going to increase significantly. Water purification is going to increase significantly. Food processing is going to increase significantly. Medical applications, which really doesn't use much silver, that's going to increase significantly, but it won't have a huge impact on the amount of silver, but it's going to be there. And then you're going to have, I believe, increased demand, which you don't know for investment, but you can't prove that, but the trend is very much in place. You also have recycling to consider. And you also have to consider the amount of mining that is going to increase over the next decade. So you have to put all those factors together and do it in a dynamic manner. In other words, you cannot just assume a linear projection that, you know, every year you're going to increase the silver supply by 20 million ounces because that's what took place over the last 3 years and extrapolate that out. You have to do a little thinking behind that. Regardless, my conclusion is that the investment side of the equation is going to be substantially higher than it was in the previous 10 years.
Okay, fine. Well, then, what do you hear? You went to Europe. You did interviews over there. What is the feeling over there as far as the survival of the European currency? And certainly, silver is still tied to currency back. And, you know, even though for all intents and purposes, they've removed silver as the basis of exchange, a basis of money. However, there must be still some people who are saying, gee, maybe we better get back to some sort of a backed money so that banks and irresponsible politicians can't keep increasing the money supply until it loses all value. What are the thoughts in Europe as far as the future of the monetary system and how will it impact upon gold and silver?
Well, I dealt with two different types of forums when I was there. One was the fund manager forum in several different cities throughout Europe, a couple in Switzerland, Germany, France, and London. So in that community, most of these guys that manage anywhere from, say, $200 million up to perhaps $1 billion under management, they've gotten the gold story quite some time ago. But they have warmed up to the silver story in recent times. Now, there's a few exceptions to that. One of those countries named, one of the gentlemen that I spoke with one-on-one is probably as bullish on the silver market as I am.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with David Morgan here at the American Freedom Network.
Scrubwoman Cleaners in Evans reminds all listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. Every day between 3 and 5 children die from the effects of child abuse. The average child abuse victim is only 7 years old. Behind the statistics of the lives of innocent little children. End the tragedy. Report what you know to local authorities. This message is from Scrubwoman Cleaners in Evans. They're on the air because they care, and they're reminding us all it should never hurt to be a child.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The fall run has started and the cattle are moving. Now it's time to finish the year with strong profits. We know bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, can be a really big problem, especially with bad weather. And while you can't control the weather, you can control the impact BRD has on your wallet. Only Draxxin offers a 14-day duration of efficiency, giving you the best chance to optimize your return on investment. And in clinical studies, Draxxin's been shown to be more effective than Mycotyl or Nuflor for the control of BRD in cattle at high risk of developing BRD, and more effective than Bitril, Mycotyl, or Nuflor for the first treatment of BRD. Talk to your veterinarian or Pfizer Animal Health sales representative and ask about Draxxin today. Do not use Draxxin tulathromycin injectable solution in calves to be processed for veal. Pre-slaughter withdrawal time has not been determined for pre-ruminating calves. Effects on reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. Draxxin has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 18 days.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, I guess, David Morgan. And David was beginning to tell us about his conferences with people over in Europe and talking to people who manage a major hedge fund. And you were saying that just one of the people, or one of these hedge funds managers seem to be, or at least fund managers, seems to be bullish on silver?
Absolutely. In fact, through my travels of almost 2 weeks, there were three instances where these type of individuals came up to me and said, who cares about gold? Silver's where it's at. Now, I don't want to belittle gold by any stretch of the imagination. I'm a gold bug, and I've advocated gold ownership from the beginning of the website and well beyond the beginning of the website. I've advocated it for years. But nonetheless, what they're really saying is that the dynamics for silver are very, very good. In fact, they're probably better than they are for gold. And I truly believe that, and we've seen that starting to manifest now in the financial market, so that's important. Coming back to the direct question, Dr. Stan, this one particular individual stated that without having that type of protection, he felt that on a global basis that there would be very large consequences that people would suffer because of the resulting collapse, if you want. He didn't use the word collapse, but the resulting impact of a failed currency system. So you can put in whatever you'd like into that. You can put in the euro, which is failing as we speak. You can put in the U.S. dollar that's looking good versus the euro right now, but that's like, who's winning the race to the bottom right now. So, unfortunately, as we said a moment ago, in very simple terms, name one currency that's unbacked that has survived the test of time. The answer is none have. So your listeners need to ask themselves, can the dollar fail, or can the euro fail, or can the yen fail, or whatever currency? And the answer is, of course it can. And that scares people because, money for most people represents security. They think if I had X amount of dollars and I'd be able to retire, if I had X amount of dollars to send my kids to school, or if I had X amount of dollars to pay off my mortgage, or if I had... Well, when that's a variable and you don't know what that dollar is worth, a day from now, a week from now, a month from now, or a year from now, that causes insecurity because you just don't know. This uncertainty is what's taking place in the market more and more. Well, people, when they have that kind of uncertainty, go to something that's certain. And the only things in the financial realm that counts as money that's certain is gold and silver. In fact, the dynamics in gold and silver are so bizarre that most people never really consider to think about it. But if you look at the silver market in particular, and gold holds as well, and you look at what happened during the financial crisis of 2008, when the price went down, there was a huge demand for gold, and particularly silver. And the prices went up dramatically over the quoted price on the futures market. The premiums in silver were around 30%, yet people were willing to pay that 30% because of the uncertainty in the financial markets. Now, so great deal of buying when the price was low. But let's look at the other side. It's up to almost $30 the ounce, and there's a great deal of buying in silver with a high price. Gold and silver are the only asset class that serves as money that has demand on both sides. There's strong demand when the price is low, the old buy low, sell high. And there's also a huge demand on the high side because of more fear in the marketplace. So basically the demand side for physical gold and silver is strong and getting stronger, and as the financial paper system crumbles further, you'll see that demand increase.
Well, I think that people really have to be aware of the fact that certainly the dollar is no longer adequate store of wealth, basically. Of course, it's totally fiat. They're simply expanding the monetary supply. And basically, of course, what people don't understand is when Ben Bernanke talks about buying bonds, he's not talking about going out in the market and buying bonds. He's talking about buying the bonds that are held by the banks and infusing $600 billion into the banking system, which is highly inflationary, which is why countries throughout the world, they understand what's going on, and they understand that Ben Bernanke is intent upon destroying the value of our currency. And when he says he's 100% certain he's nothing to worry about, he's lying. And you can tell he's lying because his lips are moving. Ben Bernanke realizes that he's destroying the value of our currency. He knows what he's doing is wrong, and he's going to do it. And eventually, of course, it's going to end up impoverishing so many people who have relied upon the stability of the currency, thinking that somehow this would maintain its value, and they will have wealth when they grow old. What you're seeing today, in my estimation, is the destruction of the wealth and the savings and the hard work of the American people. What are your thoughts? Is that a an overly simplistic approach? Is this perhaps unwarranted hysteria?
No, it's not, and it's, I think, you know, we all want to, I don't like to, you know, run on fear, but I do like to run on, you know, hard fact and also, you know, studied thought, and the facts are as you laid them out. There's no currency that survived, so therefore, from logic, you can say the dollar won't, and how will this impact you? I think the problem with a lot of people is inaction. They hear these type of radio shows, they read a newsletter or two or three, they read something on the internet, and it sounds pretty good to them, like, well, that makes sense. But to make that actual move and pick up the phone and order some gold or silver or both from somebody is admitting to their innermost self that something really could go wrong. And they don't want to admit that. They rather pretend or live in this Pollyanna world that, well, the powers that be, the government officials, they really have our best interests at heart, and they wouldn't really let this happen. And, of course, that's ridiculous. You really are responsible for yourself. Self-responsibility is something that most people overlook these days because they've been taught through the public school system and the propaganda machine that someone is out there looking after their best interest, or they know better than they do, or on and on it goes. This is ridiculous. And so they have to take that step. And once they take that step, well, the problem is a lot of people will procrastinate and they won't make that step not until it's too late, let's say, although there might be that could take place as well. I don't think we're there by a long stretch right now. But there's a lot of interest in buying silver right now, and we're well over 25. Where were these people when it was 15? You know, where were these people when it was 10? Where were these people? Well, a lot of those people were actually reading my work on the internet and others. Certainly there's a lot more in this space than me.
Hey, we're out of time, David. God bless. Thanks so much, and we'll look forward to talking to you again real soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Mountain Ridge Animal Hospital reminds our listeners that owning a pet is a major responsibility. Each year, many animals are euthanized nationwide. You can help control the pet population by having your pet spayed or neutered today. By doing so, you'll help increase your pet's lifespan by 3 to 5 years by reducing the risk of cancer. That's courtesy of Michelle and the staff at Mountain Ridge Animal Hospital in Lafayette, where they've got a warm place in their hearts for our furry friends with cold noses. They say if this message is important enough for them to back, it's important enough for you to listen. So call your local vet or humane society and have your pet spayed or neutered today.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
This is Dr. Stan back here, and of course, this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we certainly, if you're out there in a listening audience and you support what we're doing, and of course, as you know, we have almost 60 outlets across America every single week where at least somebody's learning the truth. You'd like to get in touch with us, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I should let you know that we have now the CDs from our October conference and fascinating information talk by Dr. David Ayoub on the aluminum, the danger of the aluminum, the vaccines. And of course, we've all been poisoned by it, but people really don't understand the significance of the fact that they're actually putting a deadly poison in every vaccine, and of course we talk about the danger of mercury, but aluminum far overshadows the danger of mercury. And then of course the talk by Paul Williams on the Islamic training, terrorist training camps here in the United States. FBI knows about them, CIA's financing them. Why would they be doing something like that? Doesn't make any sense, and any more than it makes any sense that we funded Mr. Gulen, who was responsible for taking Turkey out of the Western camp, and now Turkey has joined the radical Islamic movement. It's almost as if we're trying to create the best enemy that money could buy. And then, of course, we have the excellent talk by Sheriff Mack, Michael Shaw talking on ICLEI, my talk on the dark secret. All five CDs are available individually or together by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have that great new DVD on the Watchers going in the background of the certainly the supernatural, the alien encounters, the alien implants, and you'll talk to the doctor, you'll listen to the doctor who's actually excised 16 or 17 of the implants that people have had who've actually been abducted. And, of course, the metal is not of this world. And there's fascinating information on cattle mutilations, the Watchers DVD. We have Bill Still's DVD on the Secret of Oz, actually going into the banking system, best thing I've seen on the banking system and how it works and how it, of course, is eventually going to impoverish all of the American people because it's a totally fraudulent system. And you need to understand what's happening in the banking system if you hope to survive what lies ahead. And then, of course, we suggest my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, if you haven't read it. Well, if you're looking for an ideal Christmas gift, we have Newell Oler's music. They're on CDs. It's the most beautiful piano music you ever saw, and I think we have all five or six of his CDs. We actually had a chance to meet Newell before he died, and a wonderful talent and really a great loss. But if you like beautiful, restful music, something that is inspiring, Newell Oler's CDs, piano music is available from Radio Liberty. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then go to our webpage at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And we have all sorts of things there that I think are important for you to understand if you hope to survive what lies ahead. If you want to understand the origin of the current financial crisis, my talk on the financial Armageddon, I will tell you exactly how they intentionally precipitated this whole financial crisis. It didn't just happen. It didn't happen by accident. It happened by intent. The financial Armageddon, available from Radio Liberty. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. This is the Lion.